Well, good morning. We're going to do some singing this morning. As I told him, I'm not in this alone. You're going to help me. We're going to sing together this morning. But I wondered, we're really spread out. Could we move together a little bit? If you can do that, if you feel comfortable doing that, I would encourage you to do that. We're going to do some singing here. And I think it sounds better when we're together. And I was thinking about Eugene Dean, and I did call him about a week ago, I think it was, and I used to try to call Dean, keep up to date on him, but that picture is exactly what happens out there. He has that Morris, Maris Marsh, whatever his name is, he's in there just about every day with Eugene. So he's one of them on that picture. Okay. That's probably true. There's sunrise service. Every Easter, they have a sunrise service. I remember the last time we were out, I think it was in 2017 we were out. We had a sunrise service in the morning, and it felt good outside. The sun was shining, and afternoon, after lunch, we took a walk down through town. You'd all been out there, you know what that's like. Down at the Catholic Church, and it started snowing. And it snowed, and it got cold. And we were dressed for the snow and cold. So we hurried up and got back up to our house in a hurry. But yeah, that can happen out there. Well, we're going to start singing with number 285 in the Life Song. 285 in the Life Songs. And I was thinking about this song because this sort of brings us from, John talked about the cross 2 weeks ago. And this takes us from the cross right up through the resurrection. It begins with Jesus praying in verse 1, there in the garden, in Gethsemane. Verse 2, in the evening in the garden, hours had passed, Jesus in prayer, and so on, and then his crucifixion in verse 2. Verse 3, in the morning, the ladies heading toward the garden, running to anoint his body. Verse 4. We're going to follow him. And the glorious Easter day, the end of the verse. It was midnight in the garden when the Savior knelt to pray. In the
drops of blood, God, he was.
And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Lost my place. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And he departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. There you see it, Nevin. Great joy there. And did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid, go tell my brethren, they go into Galilee, and there shall you see me. I read through verse 10 there. But let's think about this a little bit. Verse 4, what happened to guards? What were the guards there for? To guard that tomb, to keep the disciples from coming and stealing his body. Okay, and what did they tell happened afterwards? They said, while we were sleeping, the disciples came and stole his body away. I think, wow, what a guard. What a guard. But look what happened to them. It says they became as dead men. They could not stand against the resurrection of Christ. He rose. They became dead, like dead men. But the women became alive with great joy. I like that statement. Great joy. So let's move on there, singing. Let's turn to number 284 in the lifestyle. We're right across the page from it. He was laying in the grave. We're going to sing this song. The first part of the song he sings more slowly. And then get to the chorus, up from the grave he arose, then you speed it up, okay?
Yeah. to this song.
Vainly, they watched it. Nasty thing to do, those guards. They had no control over that. Vainly, they watched his face. Vainly, they sealed the dead because death could not keep his prey. He rose. Our Savior rose from the dead. Let's go on to 289 in the Life Song. 289.
Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah.
When they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, "Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. I just find that hard to believe that the guards were able to get away with that. Those guards would have been put to death for allowing that to happen. But the Jewish priests and so on said, "Hey, if this comes to the governor's ear, we'll help you out. We'll save you from death. They won't do anything to you. We're going to take care of you." And it's still reported today, the Jewish people still believe that his disciples came and told him
while the guard was sleeping. And remember, that's what the, let's go back and notice chapter 27, verses 62 to 66, the same time here. This was the guard, in order to guard the tomb. Now the next day, the following day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. Command therefore the sepulchre made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away. And say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so that the last error shall be worse than the first." So Paul said to them, "You have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, stealing the stone and setting the watch. But it was not sure in God's mind. God had taken care of that. That tomb did not have to be opened for Jesus to come out of it. The stone was rolled away so that we could see the tomb was empty. So this morning we serve a risen Christ. The cross is empty, and so is the tomb empty. Neither of them could contain him. Christ is risen. What a Savior we have. I'd like to sing a song, the song, "I Have Served a Risen Savior." I know we don't have it in our books, but I think we know it pretty well, remember. I serve a risen Savior.
He's in the world today.
I know that he is living, whatever
man may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always here. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along the narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
I'll read the second verse. In all the world around me, I see his loving care.
And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast, and the day of his appearing will come at last. Now we're going to sing the third verse, "Rejoice, Rejoice, O Christian." Rejoice,
rejoice, O Christian.
Within my heart. What a privilege we have. Christ living within us. Let's go back to John chapter 20 now. Another account of the resurrection here. John chapter 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, up in John, and saith unto them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and a napkin which was about his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw, and he believed. But as yet they knew not the scripture which he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked in the sepulchre. And she saw two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the foot, at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, I know not where they have laid him. And when she had said thus, she turned herself about and saw Jesus standing and knew not it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposed him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and he had spoken these things unto her. In April 1912, D. Austin Miles was sitting in his study, and he opened his Bible to this passage of Scripture, John chapter 20. And he read it, and he was sitting there just staring at the wall ahead of him. He said at his seat, it was in his dark room where he kept his photographic equipment and organ. I drew my Bible toward me. It opened to my favorite chapter, John 20, whether by chance or inspiration, let each reader decide. That meeting of Jesus and Mary had lost none of its power and charm. As I read it that day, I seemed to be part of the scene. I became a silent witness to the dramatic moment in Mary's life when she knelt before her Lord and cried, Rabboni. My hands were resting in my Bible while I stared at the light blue wall. As the light faded, I seemed to be standing in the entrance of a garden, looking down a gentle winding path shaded by olive branches. A woman in white with head bowed and hands clasped on her throat so as to choke back her sob walked slowly in the shadow. It was Mary. As she came to the tomb upon which she placed her hand, she bent over to look in and hurried away. John in flowing robe appeared looking at the tomb. Then came Peter, who entered the tomb, following slowly by John. As they departed, Mary reappeared. Leaning her head upon her arms at the tomb, she wept. Turning herself, she saw Jesus standing. So did I. I knew it was he. She knelt before him, with arms outstretched, and looked into his face and cried, Rabboni. I awakened in sunlight, gripping my Bible, my muscles tense and nerves vibrating. Under the inspiration of this vision, I wrote quickly as the words could be found in the poem, exactly as it appeared that evening before Ruth.
I come to the garden alone.
church hymnal?
536.
Church hymnal number 536. Lift your glad voices and triumph above, for Jesus hath risen, and man shall not die. Something to rejoice about this morning. We're going one more place yet. Let's go in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15. 35 to 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Thinking about the resurrection of Christ. Start reading at verse 35 through 58. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die, and we know that. We put seed in the ground, and that seed dies, and when the sprout comes out of that seed, we know that. And that which we sowest, that sowest not the body, that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and for every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. There is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory in the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit, one to make alive. Albeit, that which was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man of the Lord from heaven. And as the earthly, so are they that are earthy. And as in the heavenly, so are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brother, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What a glorious passage of Scripture. We're going to rise someday. There can be no resurrection without a death. Death comes before resurrection. And that's talking about here. You know, we are here in our earthly bodies. Brother John Harrison just laid his earthly body to rest back here not too long ago. When he rises, he will not be in that earthly body. He will be in a resurrected body, a glorious body, like unto Jesus' own body. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, let's go someplace else yet. And Nolan was here just this past Sunday again. Let's go back to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. I'd like to read a couple verses in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, verses 1 to 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things in the earth, for you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Beautiful. Number 300 in your church hymnal. Number 300 in your church hymnal. It's a challenge for us in the day in which we live. If we are risen with Christ, let's walk with him. Let's be like him. Let's be like Jesus, okay? Number 300. If you then be risen.
What?
this life only we had hope in Christ, we would be of all men most miserable. But now is Christ from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. That means someday, even though we die here in this earth, we're going to rise. We're going to be with Jesus. And those who don't die before that time, if they're alive on the earth when Jesus returns, will go to be with him. And that will be a glorious time.
So Easter is about the fact that we have a living Lord who invites us to have a relationship with him that will not only change our life in the time and now, but will also change us for eternity. That's words of David Jeremiah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that we could be together in this way this morning. Thank you that we have a risen Lord and that he's right now sitting at your right hand interceding for us. Lord, we have a hope that this world knows nothing about. Help us, Lord, to share that hope with others, to show that we are walking with Jesus and we are living in the light of his presence here. So bless us as we leave this place this morning. Help us to carry the name of Jesus with us and walk with you. So may grace, mercy, and peace be with us as we part. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.